And this one struck me primarily because of the lizard.
Okay, yeah.
But would love to know more about the background of this piece.
Sure. Okay, so this is one of the pieces. I don't know, maybe I didn't send you some of the other ones. For about four or five paintings, I was like heavily inspired by poems that I was reading. But I knew I wanted to paint. I knew I was working on, I wanted to paint a portrait, and I knew I wanted to paint the body. And so I was kind of translating it through that. Yeah. So this one comes from, I was rereading one of Irene McKinney's books, like I said, who's the poet laureate of West Virginia. And she was my mentor in undergrad. I was her last student that she worked with before she passed. And she has a poem. I actually have the poem because I knew you were going to ask me about this. But it's called Our Lady of the Iguanas. And
Oh,
it
cool.
is that it's after that famous photograph of the woman with all the iguanas all over herself, right? But again, like I, in the vein of my art being erotic, queer erotic art, I guess. I wanted to like take something that didn't necessarily start off as that and interpret it that way. So this one, and actually, if you don't, I'll read you the
Oh,
two
please.
stanzas that it came from. Sure. So, and if I say that I admire her stance, you might ask what I mean. I mean, she carries what she can never understand. She carries what we are repulsed by. She carries the grimace, the rictus smile of the iguana. I mean, she carries me away. She stares through clouds and becomes cloudy, and I follow her gaze, which goes upward and stays bemused in spite of all that bears down on her. Some are cold, one is murderous, others are oblivious, some crouch down. Our reptile mind pulsates beneath the reptile bodies. They are our kin and alien to the bone. So those are two stanzas, and they just struck me in a way. I read this poem a million times. Like I said, I've worked with Irene. We've talked about this poem a million times. It's always been one of my favorite of her poems, and sort of one of the most sort of widely anthologized one of her poems as well. But those two stanzas struck me in such a different way, and maybe because I was specifically thinking about the male queer body during this time period, because I was not writing much, but I was painting, and particularly like the male queer body. And so, yeah, this is kind of what came out of it. And what I was playing around with is the idea of, like, clearly in the stanzas here, like when she says that, like she's carrying around what she can never understand, like what Irene's talking about are the reptiles, right? But I think there is something interesting. I painted this person, this that I look at as being young and beautiful. There's definitely a sense of like longing and sadness in this figure's eyes. And so, right, these are sort of things whenever we're young, when we're carrying around a lot of these affects of queerness, like we don't know what they are, right? We don't know that they are all of these things. There is something about repulsion and from other people, right? There's also like weird, like internalized homophobia that also becomes a thing, like particularly at a young age when you're first grappling with queerness and coming out. All those things, right? There is almost a repulsion of the self there. And so like all of that sort of went into this painting. Like I just was thinking about it in the way, and like, right, you can't also be inspired by a poem called Our Lady of the Iguanas without like having a lizard there, right? Like, so I was like, we're trying to repurpose this idea of what would Our Lady of the Iguanas look like if we're talking about the queer male body. And these things, these descriptions in these two stanzas become even deeper drenched in metaphor and questioning about the queer body. And so that's where this one came from. I was also thinking a lot about, and like if you notice in the face, a lot of the highlights and lowlights, I use a lot of the oranges and stuff too, but I wanted it almost to look feline-like. Right.
Yeah, I see the little spots.
Like a little tigery, liony, feline-y, tabby cat. I don't know. Just this idea, because she uses that line of the iguana brain, or not the iguana brain, the reptile brain in there. And so I was also thinking, although not reptilian, but I was just thinking about the idea of, right, that's a term that's used frequently, but like, how does that translate if the body shows like the animal side of the brain as well? And so I kind of wanted to fool around with that in sort of a buried way. And so that's why I did a lot of the highlights, the bright whites around the, right, the face, and the sort of cat-eyed slant and the stripes. So yeah,
cool.
I had a lot of fun painting that painting. That was a fun one. I'm very attracted to that color palette. I would like, I look terrible in orange. I would never wear orange, but like, I love those like warm fall, like orange, brown, red, tan, taupe colors. I think they're very attractive. So I like to mix those colors a lot.
Right, very cool.